Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, the middle of the week doesn't have to be a bummer. The middle of the week can be the best part of your summer. The middle of the week is Wide Open Wednesday. Rob, Oscar, Mike, we're all very, very gay.
Yay!
Yay! And here to stay.
Wide Open Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wide Open Wednesday, where we take your calls. Let me give you the number. La-ba-da-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-doo. 888-9-2 more. 888-92-6673 for Wide Open Wednesday, where the same people call every week. Let's go to the lines. Hi, Dirk.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Happy birthday tomorrow, Michael.
Oh, God bless you, Dirk. Thank you very much.
Number 58, right?
It's number. Of course, it's right. You know that. Oh. You know more about me and my wife than I do, which is wonderful. I think that's terrific, and I am. I'll be honest with you. I'll be in transit. I'll be traveling after we do the show tomorrow. I'll be heading to the Great White North.
Birthday
to be
trip.
Honest with you. Yeah. Sure.
It's your birthday trip, Mike, and that's a tradition in the O'Mara household that every time there's a birthday, you travel.
Woo! Another year
better. Another year lovelier.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. But, Dirk, thank you for pointing that out, and always good to hear from you. And when I do finally collapse, even though you are a man that is not what I would call a spring chicken, you are waiting in the wings because you seem to be more vital than I am at this stage in our lives. So Carla's waiting, although I will have a little bit of detail about Carla and Mike going to my son's hockey practice today because the rookie leagues and the collegiate players are down from everywhere doing their like pre-training thing, and this rink that we were at was rather chock-a-block with young bucks wandering around the hallways. But that's neither here nor there.
Hey, Dirk, how old of a guy are you?
I will be 66 this year.
So you're in Mike's wheelhouse. You're similar.
Oh, thanks, Rob. Yeah, thanks for just laying 10 years on me.
Well, it would be 8 years. That's not much.
8 years, yeah, okay.
You get discounts everywhere.
Am I in your wheelhouse?
I would say so. I would say we're being closer to contemporaries now than we used to be.
No, I don't think that's the case.
Well, Oscar, no one asked you.
All right.
Thank you. Well, Dirk, what can we do for you?
I was just going to say I'm more likely to stay alive if I remember Linda's birthday and you don't. It's coming up on Friday.
Yeah, oh, that's right. My mother-in-law's birthday is Friday.
Yeah, so don't
day after
that,
mine.
I might be seeing Carla sooner rather than later.
Yeah, now, this is the first time that Dirk has brought Linda up. Is this your new plot, your new foray into the family, Dirk?
Circumvent.
Yes.
Well, there was the live show last year, and I did spend a lot of time with her afterwards.
There you are.
Yeah.
There
in are. Time.
Well, let me just say, after giving it a great deal of thought, Dirk, knock your socks off. Swear, look at that. Oh, and happy birthday, Linda.
Yes.
Yes, that's very kind of you.
Happy birthday, Doug, and guys, have a great day.
Thank you, Dirk. Thank you. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much. It is Wide Open Wednesday, the day that we take your calls. And to be honest, it's constant maintenance. It's actually constant goosing. It's not that now we have a queue of 500 people waiting to talk to us on Wednesday. It's just a question of motivating people to call. Let's go to Cameron from Turtle Rock, California. Turtle Rock, what a beautiful name for a town. Where is that?
Actually, it's Turlock, California, not Turtle Rock.
Turlock, of course.
Who's running the phones today? Who's running? Hold on just a second. Who's running? No, just please, because I really, it's a teaching moment. It's a teaching.
We've
is
got
Adam on the phones?
Adam is on the phones, yes.
Yeah, let's put the, that's right. What you want to do when you're running a baseball team is you want to take the f***ing A-ball player, and you want the A-ball player that's batting 38, and you want to put him in the cleanup position, because that's the way a great organization runs.
Is he worst on the phones? I don't remember.
No, he had a perfect week last week.
Yeah.
Okay, no, he
didn't. I don't know this. I just want to make sure that we have the right rotation in the in the actual...
You know, it's a question of, in the communications
batting
business,
schedule.
Listening.
The lineup, listening. Not schedule.
But if you're going, if you hear a person says, where are you from? Turlock. And someone goes, Turtle Rock. Then the host reads it because it's on his screen,
yeah,
and it pisses him off, to be perfectly honest.
Full meltdown.
But now, yeah, full meltdown because I felt like it.
Adam!
The fact is...
You're fired!
Thank you. No, we have...
I took care of it, Mike.
Ashley, who's been here a long time, experienced...
Ashley's not here today. She's dead to us.
Emmy,
left
who's
for Starbucks.
Done amazing work for us.
Yes.
Even Diego, who yeah, full-time job, dedicated worker. Even...
Don't know. No.
But anyway.
You know where Mac is today? Mac is actually at Turtle Rock.
Cameron, is your name Cameron or is it like Carl?
It's Cameron. No, not Carl.
Hi.
Anyways, I just wanted to call and say thanks for the show yesterday. That was probably one of
I heard it rocked.
We had a great time.
It was fun.
We had a good time. We had a very, very good time.
They don't do that on the radio anymore. And it's,
yeah, no, they don't.
Really
they don't talk
boring.
Up radio records anymore. And the fact is that, you know, Rob has, I stopped counting the number of songs that he brings to the table. And we brought those in and talked him up, Oscar, and we had a really, really good time
I heard.
Yesterday.
It was fun.
And, I tuned in on the live stream.
With you,
it made
with
my
road trip
last night go by really fast.
Well, thank you very much. You know, it went by fast for us, too. We appreciate that, Cameron. Thank you very much. Cameron from Turtle Rock, California. Let's go to... Okay, we got another one maybe here from Orlando. Is your name Grimy?
It sure is, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Hi, Grimy. And nice to hear from you.
You know Grimy, right, Oscar?
Oh, yes. Mike,
know Grimy?
Grimy was at the Big Duff 2, if I'm not mistaken. He might have been at 1 as well.
That's
years
incredible.
Ago.
Goes back.
That's such an incredible memory.
I was that hammered asshole that was freestyling while you were playing drums.
Yeah, he started freestyling. And then I think the people at the Holiday Inn asked him to leave.
Well, when I think of the Big Duff, let me just say, on my experience at the Big Duff, I think anybody that gets so sloppy drunk that they behave badly, that's just, there's no excuse for that. There's really, really no excuse for getting so drunk that you destroy a room. Sleep till 3 o'clock the next afternoon and try to pull a fire drill as people are carrying you back to your room.
That's right.
That's just disgusting.
Never okay.
Who would do that?
Grimy, is there anything else we could do for you?
Yeah, I just want to tell Pony to stop being a little pansy, man. I've been smoking since I was 13, and I'm now 12 days without a cigarette. That's 234 cigarettes not smoked. I've saved $74. Pony, quit smoking.
Wow.
Pony, I got to back up Grimy 100%. I think that is absolutely the truest thing I've ever heard, and I think that's wonderful. And Pony, what say you? That's.
I think that's great advice. Thank you.
Hey, Grimy, what caused you to stop?
Oh, he's gone. I'm sorry. I hung up on Grimy.
Excuse me.
Pony, any chance, like I'll say in the next 6 months, do you intellectually, do you ever just sit there and process it and think like, say, when you wake up in the morning and your chest feels heavy, or you got a nasty cold that lingers longer than it should, do you, give me the process in your own mind about quitting smoke, because we all love you and we'd love to see you eventually do that. Yeah, well, let's not get crazy.
I absolutely do think about it, and it's one of those things that I think will come gradually. Yes, Oscar. Mm-hmm.
Is it going to take your little marsupial miracle to develop some sort of...
No.
When she wakes up,
it would be much higher than that. I mean, because he's tiny.
How does your mom feel about it?
Well, of course, she doesn't like it. Nobody likes it, but it's not something that it's something that I have to kind of decide on my own, and I'm getting there.
But you know what would be great? You know how a lot of people, when they quit smoking, they put on weight? What if?
Oh, wouldn't that be exciting?
Like, oh my God, January 1st, 2018, Pony comes in and he weighs like 240.
Well, he would be regular size.
Yeah, exciting. Let's go to Kyle from Oklahoma City. Kyle, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good bull dig. Oscars.
You know
how
what?
Are you?
I don't like that.
You feel violated, don't you?
That's weird.
Yeah.
And it's a bit much.
Yeah.
I like it.
How you doing this morning, fellas?
Good. What's up, buddy?
We're doing great. Now, why, Rob, did you mock him? Why did you mock him right now?
Because I'm standing up for my friend, Oscar.
No, it's because he's jolly and he's doing shtick, and that's Rob's thing.
Can't be his friend, can't be his enemy. Don't know how to do it.
Yes.
What can we do for you, Kyle? Hey, Kyle, when you were talking during the entire time we were talking with each other, I'm going to give you one more chance. How are you and what can we do for you?
Nothing much this morning, gentlemen.
Good. Let's move on.
Kyle,
let's take a call.
You're right about him.
Kim in Vacaville, California. Kim, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Hi, Kim.
We're doing wonderfully. What can we do for you, Kim?
Well, Oscar, I'm not gay, so thanks for the sexy talk.
Oh, I was just trying to hit on you. I'm sorry.
Well, you thought it was a girl, Kim. It turns out it's a boy, Kim.
Oh, boy, Kim.
Well, I'm just wondering, what is going on with Handmaid's Tale, and why did you mention that? Because I'm all freaked out that I'm still watching it.
It is, in my opinion, and I'm now moving on to other television programs, cord-cutting television programs, and I will tell you, Handmaid's Tale, to me, it doesn't get to the level of Breaking Bad, but it is compelling enough, and we were addicted to it enough to binge on it.
Did you finish it out?
Yeah, we're done with it.
Okay.
And the fact is, they're bringing it back for a second season. They're already, God, there's spoilers like all over about this particular show. I'm trying to avoid them, but the fact is that I thought it was just incredible and compelling, and a lot of people are saying better than the book from that Canadian author that wrote it. And if you're into it, but it is dark. It's not a happy-go-lucky show by any stretch of the imagination, Kim, but I hope you're being entertained by it.
I am, and I was entertained by yesterday's show so much, and when you played Money for Nothing by Dire Straits, my daughters and I play that every time we get in the car.
Awesome.
To just start a road trip because it gets everybody rocked up. So
I love it. Really, cool. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Funny as H yesterday.
Thank you, Kim. Thanks so much for the support out in Vacaville, California.
Funny as H. Glad he didn't say hell because we're not a shock jock show.
Wide open Wednesday, 888-920-6673. Let's go to Greg Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Greg, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
Well, I really don't have anything to offer other than I was sitting on my deck doing some paperwork and got a notification through the app to give you a call. And I've been listening to you guys for years and how much enjoyment you guys bring to me.
Really appreciate that.
Thank you very much. And if you can call like that any single time, there is no rule against that whatsoever. Let's go to Dennis from the great state of Maryland. Hello, Dennis. How are you? It's not the Dennis we know, is it?
Yes, it is.
Hey. Nice.
I'm happy. Rob, how you doing?
Just in time for shark season.
After another sack in 1982, a shark bit my hand off.
There it is. Dennis Murphy, God, I love hearing from you. And Dennis, thank you for your generous offer to drive my car from Florida to Maine. I didn't mention that on this show, but since you called, yes, Rob.
Guess it's not a stick shift then.
He offered to drive the car.
I will pay the freight. You don't have to cover me.
No, thank you. We're leaving tomorrow, and we're doing it ourselves, and you know, that's very, very generous. Let me ask you, Dennis Murphy, what is new in the world of Dennis? We haven't heard from you in a while.
Hey, I just been working at Social Security, and I'm doing taxes, and I'm buying new furniture for my condo.
Nice.
Oh, fantastic. Life
is
good. You're working at the Social Security Department, or you are collecting Social Security?
No, I'm at headquarters in Baltimore.
That's so
he's at HQ, Mike.
Wait, Dennis, as somebody who now I will be turning the 5'8" tomorrow, and you know, you start beginning to think about things like that. Are you worried about the state of Social Security in this current political climate?
As of right now, we're okay till 2033.
2033,
and
I'll be
print
dead by
it.
Then. Print it. Take it to the fat man. That's exciting, Dennis. You are always listening, and we are so grateful for that. And how is your love life, Dennis?
I haven't been married since October 11th, 2013.
2013.
13.
Yeah.
So okay.
It's happened. You know.
Are you still in touch with the person that gave you that great favor, be it man or woman?
Oh, no. She said, I love you, and I want to tease your boy. And I said,
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a good man, Dennis.
No, yes.
And, Dennis, don't be a stranger. Don't be a stranger.
Or do be a stranger. It's your call.
Hey, Mike.
Yes,
hey, Mike,
yes, Dennis.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, yes, we're there. We didn't hang up,
Dennis,
on you yet.
Flame it out.
Oh, I'll see you in New Orleans.
Fantastic, Dennis. We'll see you in New Orleans, too. We appreciate that.
I'm flying first class down there.
First class. Awesome.
Hey, okay. That's good news for everyone else in first class. Okay. I bet they're glad they upgraded.
Thank you. That's Dennis Murphy.
I use Miles, Mike.
Listener. Let's go to Brandon. Brandon, Portland, Oregon, or Portland, Maine? Where are you calling from, Brandon?
Portland, Maine, Mike.
Nice.
Portland. Hello there, Brandon. How are you?
Oh, hello there, Mike. How are ya?
I'm just fine, thank you. I must tell you that doing this particular accent, getting ready to hop in the car, drive up all the way to the Pine Tree State, I'm kind of looking forward to it. Pine trees, ocean breezes, all sorts
of
stuff.
It's Mike's birthday trip.
Yes, yeah, my birthday trip. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, it's my birthday trip, too. I live in Des Moines, Iowa now.
Oh.
Just drove out to Portland to visit some family.
Well, you know, I would say somebody from Des Moines, Iowa has the accent pretty well down. That's the way it works, like that. That's pretty good stuff. I hope. How long are you going to spend in Portland, Maine there, Brandon?
We're going to be here for 7 days. I'm from Portland here. I just live in goddamn Des Moines, Maine now.
Oh, Des Moines, Maine or Des Moines, Iowa?
Des Moines, Iowa. Damn.
Des Moines, Iowa. Oh, my God. Yeah. That must be just that's nothing but a goddamn tragedy if you're in Des Moines, Iowa and you're from Portland, Maine. That's terrible.
Well, where's the seafood? Which has the better seafood?
I live a quarter mile from this crappy seafood joint that everybody loves in Des Moines. Total dog food. It's awesome.
You know what? I hate to do this. I really do. Because you know what? We have a lot of Midwesterners. I swear to God. We're on in Iowa. We have Midwesterners that listen to this program. But I will tell you, you know, there are so many transplants from Michigan and Illinois and Indiana and Iowa that are down here where I live. And Italian food is very popular.
Yes.
But not the kind of Italian food that, you know, it's Italian food that's the traditional Olive Garden kind of Italian food.
Perhaps served in a restaurant that might be considered a hut.
Yeah, and you know, the bottom line is up in Maine, we fancy ourselves restaurant snobs. Portland, Maine, where Brandon is from, Brandon, you'll back me up on this, I think per capita, the most like restaurants of any small city in America. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I think second to San Francisco in the entire country.
Wow. Pretty amazing.
I had no idea.
Portland, Maine. Brandon, thank you very much for the call. Let's take a couple more, then we have to go to our first break. Andy, we actually have to start the show.
Yes.
Andy, Reno, Nevada, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good.
Good morning.
Great. What can we do for you?
Good. I'm so glad to hear the Holy Trinity back together this morning.
We're back. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Which is which?
Oh, that's a good call. I'll let you decide.
I'm the Virgin Mary.
I'm the guy that said no room at the inn.
Oh, okay. So you're like a small extra in the
Yeah,
play.
What I am is a biblical a-hole.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Very good.
Nice.
What can we do for you, sir?
I've been a fan of you guys for a long time. I've listened to you guys through a lot of different times in my life. A couple weeks ago, I had a job interview for my dream job, and I was nervous like crazy. So I listened to you guys on the way there. I think it helped and knocked it out of the park. And then I got a job offer last week, and I accepted, so that's exciting.
Good man.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
You know, in this economy, that deserves a round of applause. Way to go,
Thank
Andy.
You guys.
That's cool.
Thank
that's
you.
Cool. And a good
you.
Job. So good luck with your job as a croupier. I just think Reno, Nevada, I just constantly think of gambling.
Sure.
I can't help
it's a
myself,
service industry.
Can you give us any detail on the type of employment that you found thanks to this show?
Yeah, I've worked in the occupational safety and health realm for about 6 years now, but I got hired as the campus safety manager at the University of Nevada, Reno, here in Reno.
That's a big deal.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's
good
huge.
Job. Appreciate that. You heard it here. It's not just ZipRecruiter. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, gaining people jobs each and every day.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we do.
Bettering
listen,
people.
For everybody that's there, we have to tell you to wait through the commercial. We have to do that. When we come back, we will take more of your calls. It is Wide Open Wednesday. Our phone number, 888-920-6673, 888-920-MORE. And later in the program, we will get the stories from the road starring Oscar Santana and getting ready for my big road trip and
birthday
a little
trip.
Netflix TV show that we'll recommend, too. Lots coming up. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Johnny,
Hiya, Ma. How's my best girl?
Oh,
you got to watch your left, Ma.
I love him, but someday I'm going to knock him on his ass.
What you cooking, Ma?
Beer.
With noodles. Great idea. So, Ma, what's new?
Well, me arthritis, that's new. And then one of the muscles in me calf is shriveling up. Also, I'm losing sensation in the left side of me face, which I think is the beginning of a neurological disorder. But the rest of me is in the pink.
Ma, I don't want you living like this. I don't want you doing other people's laundry.
What are you saying? Give up me career?
Well, maybe you ought to retire.
I couldn't consider retiring. Not so long as I can still give good laundry.
Where's Tommy?
Don't be talking to me about Tommy.
Why not?
I'm dropping out of law school so Sally and I can be married, and there's nothing you can do to change my mind. Sally's place is in the home, and I intend to support her, and I'll do anything. Shine boots, drive a hack, blow glass, anything.
Johnny, please. Talk sense to him.
I can see you breaking your mother's heart, Tom. Why, Tommy? Why?
I can't say it in front of Mom.
What can't you say in front of Mom?
Nothing, Mom.
I know what you can't say. You want to get laid.
Mom!
You want to hump your brains up. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in
I agree.
We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it, no. And get our show all day, every day. You can reach us because it is Wide Open Wednesday. We got a full slate of calls coming up at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Blue Apron, a staple in the Mike O'Mara,
yes,
Carla O'Mara kitchen. It is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. And you know, in a small way, we feel like we've helped it to become number one.
Yes.
We truly do, and we're thrilled about that. Their mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and they are doing it. Quite simply, it's the better way to cook. How does Blue Apron do this?
How does it work?
They support a more sustainable food system and set the highest standards for ingredients for their community of home chefs. Each meal comes with a recipe card and pre-proportioned ingredients and can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. They come to my door. They drop it off. I actually see them drop it off,
yes,
while I'm doing this show, and I know that I'm going to at least eat well for three meals. I know that for a fact because it's all in the box, and it's fail-safe.
That's the guarantee,
like,
Mike.
Some?
That's right.
Oh, it's fantastic. How about warm smoked trout and asparagus salad with fingerling potatoes and garlic croutons? Does that sound like flavor?
Sounds
great.
As my friend Guy Fieri would say, flavor town, you're absolutely right. Or spiced zucchini enchiladas with creamy lime and tomato rice. It is better. It's better than what's in your fridge right now, I guarantee. Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Everybody is standing by.
Good.
I don't like to keep people waiting when they're nice enough to call on Wide Open Wednesday. Okay. I think we've had this bit before. Let's see.
Okay.
Winston from Georgetown.
Ooh.
Is calling.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
Meow.
Hello, Winston.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Oscar's cat, Winston. How are you, Winston?
I am well. How are you, Mike?
Gross. I'm fine.
Hi, Winston.
How is the most famous feral cat in Georgetown?
Oh, I'm just absolutely perfect.
Hey, Winston, you've been pretty hungry as of late. Did your other family leave you? Because you've been showing up at the window multiple times a day now.
Oh, well, I do have quite the multiple options for hope.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh. It's just not good.
Creepy,
anyway,
right?
Jason, it's just not, you know, the prepared stuff. Yeah, you got to get to it right away. Jason from Kansas. I'm sorry, Winston. I think that's it. Isn't that the second time I've hung up on Winston?
Yeah, calling on cake and cookies.
Yes. It's an unlisted number, yeah, but I'm sure you can find it.
Let's go to Kansas. Jason, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Pleasure to talk to you, Jason.
I just wanted to say thank you very much, Rob, for bringing back cake and cookies, and that I also wanted to tell you, Mike, that me and my kids are on our way right now to go see the Red Sox Royals game.
Oh, that rules!
That's a fun experience out in Kansas. Are you going? I haven't even been tracking with them. That's a nice stadium there, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
They have waterfalls in the outfield, Mike.
I love the waterfalls in Kansas City.
Beautiful,
I think
beautiful,
fantastic.
Park.
And you know, it's summertime, beginning of summer. Take your kids to a ball game. Is there
ball
anything
game
more?
Is
Americana
Bo Jackson still with them?
George Brett still playing?
No, boys,
not
stop
anymore,
it and behave
I don't
yourself.
Think.
Now, how old are your kids, Jason?
They are 4 and 7.
Oh, how cool. Have a great time.
Fantastic. Year. Oh, that's
very
good. Cool.
Well, and thank you probably guys very much.
Thank you very much. Enjoy and go out there. It's only going to cost him $4,000.
He's got a good 10 years before either one of them licks any pavement.
Kansas prices.
That's right. Probably a little more reasonable.
Houston prices. More reasonable than D.C. You want to
really?
Move there? Yes.
Oh, wow.
Really? Oh, my Chris, God. A drink costs $5. It was awesome.
Oscar was in Tejas this weekend.
I could make a fortune.
Chris in Maryland. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Razor, random listener. I wanted to wish you a happy summer. It's our first day of summer today.
Oh, nice, that's right.
Man.
It is the first day of summer.
And the longest day of the year, not counting last Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no
it's
wonder.
Weird down here. I believe it's weird everywhere in the country. What part of Maryland are you calling from, Chris?
I live in Cecil County. I'm like 5 minutes outside of Newark, Delaware. So Cecil County, you know, a lot of rednecks here. So I often say I live in West Newark. But right in the tri-state area.
Can you find me a classic Ford Bronco? I've been looking on Auto Trader, and it seems to me that the Delmarva offers a plethora of Ford Broncos.
Hey, some but you want to stay away from the salt air. That'll rot out your undercarriage.
That's what they say.
They do.
Yes.
Yeah, get them a Bronco. That'll be fun. What's going on this weekend in Cecil County, Maryland? Thanks. Appreciate that. That's great.
Did we lose you? I'm so sorry.
Nothing.
He went to look for a Bronco.
Let's go to Bob in the great state of New York. Bob, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Michael. This is Bob. A couple guys ago got a job offering listening to you. Hopefully I won't. I got the alert on my phone, so I stepped out of an engineering meeting to give you a call. So hopefully I won't be losing my job.
I have to tell you something. The the idea of being in the middle of like productivity and then having the Mike O'Mara Show kind of reach out with that with that notification and disrupt your work day. I hope you don't get screwed.
Screw them. I don't care.
There you go. That's the
boy. F the man.
This engineer went rogue.
You do what you want when you want. Just like Jack.
Bob, is there a reason you called? Is there something you need to get off your chest?
No, I'm a trifecta for the Mike O'Mara Show. You've read my letters on the air when I wrote letters about this C that I work with at work. And you guys called me, and I won a fruitcake when my dog got hit by a car.
I remember this guy.
And
wow.
I almost missed it, so now I'm rounding it out, and I'm calling you guys.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
I'm looking out into Canada right now.
Boo!
I'm way up in northern New York, and I wanted to wish Mike a safe trip, a happy birthday.
Thank you.
And in all seriousness, I've listened to you guys since Don and Mike when I lived in Rochester, and you've really helped me through some hard times. I go for a walk, and I put your podcast on when things are tough, and I always end up, taking a mile or two walk and feeling so much better.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Just keep
doing what you're doing. This is the best iteration that the show has ever had. You got rid of Buzz, which was the best movie you ever made.
Oh, no, no. Okay, thank you very much.
Some
we appreciate
said.
That. Stop it. Boys, behave yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's take one last call on Wide Open.
But with that last comment, he became a quadra listener as opposed to a trifecta listener.
Yes, we call it the TMOS Grand Slam. Let's go to Oscar, another Oscar from Austin, Texas.
Oh,
hello,
Oscar.
Good morning, Mike. I am a listener from back in the days in Sacramento on KHTK. And I got to tell you that I'm happy I found this new show of yours on my podcast because I can listen to you anytime I want.
That's the whole point, my friend.
That's awesome. We are extremely grateful for that.
Oscar, don't listen to them. They've been making fun of me all this entire time, and I don't have an accent. So you take your accent with all the culture and love for this country and this show, and you live it.
I like Austin, Texas. I like Oscar. Hey, Oscar, how cool is it to is Austin as hip as everybody lets me believe with what I read Austin and what I watch? Hello.
Let's say San Francisco into Texas.
Oh, expensive and douchey.
You are so, you know, sometimes your right-wing colors show through. They really do.
Oh, really?
I'm a motorcycle enthusiast, too, and we just had a biker rally 2 weeks ago. You got to check it out, Mike. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, man, I would love to go to Austin. You know what? That's one that's on the list, believe it or not.
Great live music, great food, really hip environment, yeah.
Can I briefly clarify? What's right wing about expensive and douchey in San Francisco? That's what it is.
Well, that's what people say when they want to be right wing and douchey. San Francisco. Yeah, why don't you just move to San Francisco?
That has nothing to do with politics, Mike. If anything, I think San Francisco's liberal.
Well, San Francisco is, yeah. Right wing and douchey.
But that's why you dismissed it.
I didn't say right wing. I said expensive and douchey.
And douchey. Yeah.
But that's not political. You're painting me in a light that isn't accurate.
All right, here's a comment about San Francisco.
Not believe that you don't harbor like down your soul within. If you peel back the leather layers of the onion, even with the voting record and everything like that, I think that at your heart, right at the core, I think that
Well, look, you're because
Nixon.
The election in Georgia went
Nixon.
Doesn't mean that.
Welcome everybody to Tech 411.
I'm wrong about Austin.
He said our way. Oscar,
keep swinging for the fences, Dems.
Oscar Handel. You know. I always look. I don't care, Republican or Democrat. When the best-looking candidate wins,
yeah,
that's
all that matters, Mike.
It's hi, Karen.
The most successful one.
Hi, Karen.
Solid
guilty.
Profile.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. Love the pearl necklace. Anyway, we'll take a break.
Wonder who gave it to her.
Oh, now stop! Come on.
I mean, everyone likes a gift, right?
Yes, that's true. That's right. Yes, yes, absolutely. Speaking of that. We'll talk
birthday
to Oscar
trip.
About that when we come back. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, it is I, Tony Perkins.
It's I, Gary Stein, and the reason you have us is because Tony is finally not sick anymore.
We are back, yes. I feel fine and everything is good.
Anything can happen during the show.
And anything does. On this week's show, Gary gets a new puppy.
Like I'm five.
Also, Gary is going to call his dry cleaner on this episode.
That's got to be exciting.
You don't have time to do that when we're not recording?
No, not really. No.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
When you get a t-shirt, bring it to the cleaners.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Even if you missed out on the Omaha Steaks Father's Day special, there is still time to get in on the best grilling deal in the world.
The best.
It's not too late to get our limited edition Omaha Steaks package for only $49.99. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter TMOS in the search bar. Omaha Steaks is grilling nirvana, and everything has a 100% unconditional guarantee. We love Omaha Steaks. It is filling my freezer right now. Omaha Steaks giving an amazing limited time offer to our listeners, 80% off our special package, which includes 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 all beef Omaha steak burgers, plus 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a full pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus 4 additional burgers free. The highest quality stuff shipped right to your home. It's the best. I love Omaha Steaks. You're going to love our package. It's amazing. Send it to anyone, even yourself. People have done it in our listening audience.
Oh, yeah.
And you can eat like a king for days for $49.99. This amazing package is only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar and add it to your cart. Only $49.99. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar and fire up the grill.
Thank you very much
for the calls. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the show. Oscar is back from his road trip. Everything went well with your you're traveling?
Yeah, Houston, and as I mentioned to you, Mike, via text, it's a town we got to get back to. It is fun. Regardless of the heat at this point of this time of year.
You were there in the middle of that heat wave.
Yeah, the heat wave. It really wasn't as different as a heat wave here.
Sure, so, it's hot. I mean, yeah, it's damn hot.
But I will tell you, when you're talking about Arizona and you are talking about grounding aircraft.
Yes.
Right.
Because of the temperature, that is an extremely rare happenstance where you actually have that happen. So I just couldn't believe it when I heard.
They're
keeping planes on the tarmac, right, because they're worried their wheels are going to explode.
A couple things. As far as Arizona is concerned, when we were there, I think the highest I ever saw it was 115. Right.
Right.
And that was 2007. And since I've been back.
That's get out of the car and go into the house.
Yeah, you don't buy ice cream because by the time you get to your car, it's melted. It's over, right?
Oh, I bet I could eat it in time. bet I could.
That Houston trip. I think what really overwhelmed me was the idea that everyone was so, I mean, the fact that everybody was so nice.
That happens when you get out of D.C. I don't think it's just a Houston thing.
D.C. and New York. D.C. is New York now as far as the... yeah, I've been there, done it, done that, got everything, had everything, done everything, been everywhere.
Well, DC is worse than New York because in New York, on the surface, it sounds like they're rude, but even when they tell you to have a nice day in New York, it sounds like a threat.
Right.
Exactly. And I mean, they're actually very nice. It's just the way they're sort of hardened city folk.
Wasn't expecting it. It wasn't the hotel staff. It was everybody. I'm talking about from the Lyft drivers down. Everyone was super nice, and it just made I was there for 3 days and made the stay so much better. When I walk into the CVS, someone actually saying, "Welcome to CVS," without yelling at you.
Yeah.
The person that says it across the street here, God bless them, they're like attacking you when they say it. Cash only.
In fairness to DC, I think that, you know, D.C. is like any East Coast city. I think it really is. You know, you just
think it's Southern hospitality?
I think it might be Southern hospitality. There's a rhythm in certain cities.
Oh, man.
There's
a different speed that stuff moves.
I moved down here because it's just more of a chill atmosphere. But the thing about South Florida, and I don't speak for Miami in that area on the East Coast, but down here there is an element of danger that exists down here because when you get to, I think, California, Florida, you know, the warm weather climates down here, you get an element no matter what. You get the people that have been deposited down here for a variety of
reasons. It has to do, Mike, with being on the perimeter of the nation. And that
so.
They've gone as far as they can go without getting into water.
Yeah.
And then
they
have to, you know, reel it back a few feet.
Yeah, it's just a different world. And I think that there is something to be said for Southern hospitality.
Oh,
I really do believe.
Did you feel? Did you notice the fact that it is an extraordinarily spread out town?
Spread out.
I mean, it's a huge town because they have the land.
The last time I was there, it was a land of renting cars and taxis.
Right.
This time, it was all this on demand taxi, which is basically Lyft. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you had no trouble getting around.
You have no qualms. You forget. You don't have to park. The traffic, while they said it's, you know, let's say a 20-minute ride for 5 miles, which is par for the course around here. You think 40 minutes. Right. Everything was better to the point I started looking at houses. I said, if something ever went sideways, maybe I'd move to Houston.
Really? You liked it that much that you actually looked at property there?
I went to some restaurants. It was cheaper to live, cheaper to eat.
You'd like it down there because it's very right wing, and I think you'd do very well there too. The politics
are very politics.
My name is Oscar Nixon, and I'm looking to buy a nice little Rambler in your neighborhood,
Mike.
I'm landing at George Herbert Walker Bush Airport. I mean, come on now. That's
you know
Houston
how we're
airport.
Obsessed with politics here.
Yes.
Not one person, like randomly, as soon as I said Washington D.C., he said anything about politics.
Really?
They kept mowing on about their day, talking about life and the and oil and gas. That's
Here's
all I heard about.
This is good news for Republicans, I should say, that the more we have nights like last night, the less I get obsessed. Thank you very much. I'd just like to pass that
along. I had to have someone explain it to me. I said, why is this
district of Georgia?
I said, why is this Georgia mucking up my feed? I want to hear more about the new Apple 8 iPhone coming out.
I will explain. What it is something I posted online last night. I believe that that there is... I don't want to say it's a disinformation campaign, but I think polling and pundits that make a living doing it make things out to be what they are not. And this was another example of that last night. I don't think they've got their finger on the pulse of America in a lot of cases. Now, I'm not a fake news person, but I will tell you that polls, you know, we're beginning to see routinely polls are not right. They're not valid. And they are
the gold
standard.
Did they say something different than what happened?
Yeah, they said it was going to be this nail-biter toss-up. And I told my wife yesterday at noon, I said, Georgia, 6th District, Newt Gingrich, Tom Price. I mean, you're done.
Oh, look at
That's she's going to hold this. She's going to, the seat will stay in Republican. There's no question about that. I don't care how much money they poured in there. That was the way it was going
to
go.
After you said that to Carla, did she say, I'm so turned on right now?
No, she said, please leave. Please leave.
Don't touch me.
Talking about that.
I'm going to go. Not shave my legs.
Get out of here. Get out of here. I hate you. Take me to the ice rink.
Thanks for that.
Our son has hockey practice so I can look at all the studs. God, you know? I'm sitting there and I'm looking, you know, all these guys are walking by like, you know, big.
They're just
penis,
Adonises.
Big penis,
yeah.
Big penis. And they're all walking along and, you know, daddy gets up on his cane. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, these guys, man.
The dad's leaving now.
You never know. What you're seeing there. It could be minor league hockey players. It could be rookies coming from
Russian spies.
It could be Russian spies. It could be just club hockey guys that are in shape. But everybody that I remember from that sport is this is not like guys playing flag football on a weekend. Mm-hmm. These guys are in shape, all of them. And you can't tell the difference between the pros and the guys that might just be out there. And then you see the old guys that are like the 50-plus league, and they're in great shape as well. And then meanwhile, I'm like, hello, you know, help me out of the car. It's you know, it's interesting to watch.
But
so,
you're getting better.
Yeah, I think, Mike, you're on your road to recovery.
Yeah.
You just had hip surgery, for God's sake. Let's not forget that.
I'm never going to be those guys. I wasn't those guys when I was 25. So it's never going to happen.
Gathering speed.
We can't we can't have it all. None of us.
Yeah.
You know, I would kill for your talent. Kill for
Carla
it.
Works me on these young guys when they come in because they're young guys. And Carla
is
a handsome woman.
Yes.
And you know what? And they check her out. And I'm like, and she goes, well, maybe the one in the front. I'm like, shut up. Stop it. Okay.
Yeah.
Stop. Behave yourself.
But you know, that means that you're...
The devil's...
The devil's threesome?
Mm.
I don't know. yeah. I think that really... Mike, that means your
all
marriage...
All I'd be in that is a camera operator. All right.
You would be the tripod. You'd be holding up the camera.
Well, he has the cane.
Yeah, well, no, trust me. You ever saw me getting out of the shower, I would not be the tripod. Thank you very much.
That just shows your marriage is secure, Mike. Exactly. That's what that shows.
I'd be the stuffed mushroom. That's what I would be. Let's go to Robert from Oklahoma, O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A, Oklahoma. How are you, Robert? What can we do for you?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Yes, and I'm over here in Oklahoma just for some training for work, and I've been here for a few days.
But what are you learning? What are you learning to do? What are you learning to do in Oklahoma?
Tell us everything.
Well, I work for the postal service.
Ooh,
and over here they have a lot of the training for bulk mail and also for technicians. So they have to fly us out from wherever that or across country to come in to do training over here.
By any chance, are you hiding under a staircase? You sound like you're trying to be secretive.
No, I just walked outside.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, sounds like you're right.
My line was going to be, do they have you running stairs as part of the training? I was just curious about that.
No, my voice is a little raspy, that's all.
Gotcha. What can we do for you, Robert? Is there anything we can do for you?
No, I just wanted to call and say how much I enjoy the show. And
that's really nice of you.
I wanted to say hi.
Thank you very
much.
Look at that. And enjoy your training. And no hard feelings for sending my iPad stands up to Maine before I left. I do not blame the postal service.
Holding the whole service at fault, are you?
Yeah, don't make, you know, for my charging cables, my extra long 10-foot charging cables sending to Maine, that's okay. Thanks a lot. I was the one that forwarded my address, and I accept that reality. That's no problem. And let's take one more call. We're going to take one more phone call, and then we will break. Rob, I'm sorry to do that, but I just, I wanted to
Mike,
do that.
Mike, I'm here to support you. That's all I want
to
do.
Mike.
Yeah, let's wait. I'm waiting for... Oh, we lost that one. So guess what?
What?
We do get to go to break
now.
That's the way that works. Thank you very much. We're still taking your calls if you want to call us, but Wide Open Wednesday, Mike O'Mara's show. When we come back, I am getting ready for the big road trip. I've got a television recommendation and the greatest news of the summer for me, and this is no exaggeration. I mean, this is going to make for a pretty good bet that it's going to be a happy summer.
Oh, nice.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Was never
second best. Here is another of our special offers.
The Rob and Joe Show.
The first time I saw water, I go, who the f*** is going to buy water? It falls from the sky. Now, there is literally an entire case dedicated to like 19 different brands of water, some of which you think are better than others. God, they got us.
Download the Rob and Joe Show from the TMOS app or from iTunes. And remember,
it is temporary and the person isn't in pain.
I got a bullet in my head. I never felt better.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're even thinking about buying a house, listen up. Rates are still low, inventory low. Fast approval on your financing gives you the edge you need to get the house you want. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily. They'll do it with great rates. Right now, interest rates are fantastic. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy, and once you're ready, they'll get you there fast. Not only are the guys at Cornerstone the best at getting you financed, but they're also our neighbors here,
yep.
And they helped Oscar with his mortgage, and they did a fantastic job. They're good people. How can they not be good people when they've got a cute little dog named Tiger or whatever?
Tater.
That dog is.
Tater. Don't be a hater. Don't be a tater hater.
Click the banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial. Here's their phone number, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. They are licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Mm. And we thank you. Okay, I can't keep it in my pants any longer, ladies
in
and gentlemen.
In my pants.
The summer, I've mentioned this before, but I'm so excited. Our babysitter, Carmen, God bless her. She gave me a little iPad pad for the...
an iPad toucher.
A stylus.
Yeah, so there we go. I'm pressing it there. See,
look. Hey, look.
Isn't that great? Eh? Oh, who's on the phone? No, I can stop that. Hey, a car crash. Isn't that fun? Yeah. Hey, the Little Rascals kid is here.
Oh, my God.
Very good.
That's the problem you were having with the iPad?
I was using my fingers, and there were a variety. I just didn't have the equipment. The Postal Service lost it.
What if we got you a glove that was textured?
And it little glove.
And it would look like you were a magician while you did the show.
What are you doing, glove?
I never thought about that.
Glove.
You could actually moisturize your hands while you did the show.
Oh, you put lotion in the glove? Yeah. Yeah, nice.
My girl does that.
That would be cool. That would be, but anyway, it's very, very exciting because she is not only house sitting for the O'Maras, but she will be for the duration of the summer.
Oh.
Babysitting the dogs.
Confirmation. That is huge.
I have one more full day. Looking at Beluga's sour, bug-eyed countenance, and I will be on my way. I have one more day of being awakened at 4:45 to,
here, let me out of the laundry room so I can shit on your floor.
Mike.
Yeah.
Yes.
A, we had heard a rumor this was happening before. Yes. You have confirmed now. Now.
Yes.
Do you want to know
I mentioned
what,
it briefly
do you
want to
know
show.
What your birthday president because a present is because it actually dovetails into this story.
Really? Well, now I'm dying of curiosity. Yes, share.
You will have to wait till tomorrow because it wouldn't be fair to everybody else with a birthday.
Really?
Yes.
You got me a birthday present?
Oh, yeah.
I told you not to. That was the rule.
Well, I told you I wasn't Rob with two B's. I give gifts.
You know what? I'm going to just go out and get in my car and go home. No. This noise. No. I had nothing to do with the birthday policy to begin with at all. It was brought up in spite of me. And then he goes and turns tails and runs from it.
It does not change.
I thought it was your deal, Rob.
It's not my deal.
Oh,
Rob,
do you want to know how history actually happened?
Please.
This is what happened. Nobody remembered my birthday. I did not bring it up. It was brought up by a caller. You guys said, I don't know why Rob is making such a big deal about his birthday when, by definition, I didn't even mention it. And then somebody said, probably in a now, in a tight plaid shirt, I don't think we should do birthdays anymore because we're not children. Hold we're on. Not you children.
Are, you are misrepresenting.
This is so true.
Are,
I forgot.
You are
no, he
right
what he just said
every
is true.
Birthday you have is like a national holiday.
Not
you
put, this year.
We forgot this year. Remember,
you
Mike?
Put,
we
you
felt
even
bad.
Put a Father's Day picture up of your Birkenstocks. For God's sake, you love celebrating you.
Well,
nobody
I love celebrating the Birkenstocks,
you.
But the birthday. This is. Can we isolate the issue at hand,
yeah.
Mr. Defense
Mike,
Attorney?
He's right. I
this is exactly
him.
What happened. I was attacked.
What happened,
for
Rob?
Not.
Tell me what happened.
I was attacked for not bringing up my birthday.
He was.
And then
he's
I was
right.
attacked for making too big a
he's,
deal of a birthday.
He's right.
And then a Bolivian declaration was made from atop Mount Santana when he said, no birthday presents will be exchanged.
I'm the
from
worst.
Now and now.
I thought I said that.
No.
No, I think it was.
And then you said, Rob, I feel bad that I forgot. I will send you a present, but that will be the last present exchanged on this show heretofore. And then Oscar agreed.
Is that when I sent you the t-shirts?
No, the t-shirts were for Christmas. I believe the birthday gifts were the Ina Garten book and a gift of a party game.
Oh, okay.
Mike,
mm-hmm.
You know what?
Did you not get the thank you note?
I'm
porn
going,
lovers.
I'm going to tell you now because he's right. I feel like
you
everybody
know what I would
know.
Settle for a gift
yes.
from Rob Spiewak?
Yes.
I would settle for Rob. Not necessarily making his forcing his wife to engage in our show,
mm-hmm.
but trying to be a little less conspicuous that she hates my f-ing guts.
Oh, no. That, no, she doesn't
and
hate
everything
you.
About TMOS and everything around it. And then, you know, like, oh, hi, Trip. And then, hi, person. Hi, Rob. Robin Joe. And meanwhile, you know, the straw that stirs the drink
here?
Right here.
I don't know.
That's what I would be happy.
Mike,
I would be,
here's
I would
what
be
you need
happy
to know.
About that, Carrie.
And here's what
Carrie
you need to know.
Spiewak.
It has nothing to do with you.
She hates her really? Husband.
She hates me.
And he's affiliated with us.
No, she does. I can't make her laugh anymore.
About you.
After 25 years.
Look at him. He's covered in dog hair. You think a woman's taking care of him? No.
She and actually, that's
I can't
my,
see it. Is he really covered in dog
yes!
hair?
Yes.
That's my hair.
Back of his shirt.
But the thing is that
like
she gets enough of me. That she won't listen to the show. She won't listen to
Ridiculous.
Cake and Cookies. She won't listen to my music show.
I don't mind listening to the show. I just don't need to see the other shows.
Mike,
the,
I'll tell
the
you.
The show that I'm most jealous of, the Robin Joe
You should
show.
Block her.
Let me tell you
I'm
what,
so
I'm, what I got you.
Show.
Let's and get for, back on the birthday track.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
A.
All right. Very good.
And it's a group present now because clearly I've ruined Christmas. So I got you a Nest Cam so you can keep an eye on your home and your dogs and your babysitter while you're away.
Oh God. Where do I put it?
Put it behind a teddy bear. They'll never know it's there.
Oh God. I can't do that.
Just, or grab one of Michael's less favorite bears, cut a hole in it, and put the McCam inside.
But let but make Michael watch you do it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh,
I think it's only important for
God.
Security's sake, Mike.
You are too funny. See what's happening. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't care what they do. What are they going to do? Abuse the dogs? I'd pay them to do that.
No.
Hey, they'd be doing you a favor.
Do you think?
By the way, I have to say that we're going to get people that'll send me a letter. I do not advocate. I had Frankie on my chest and I was looking at him and petting him and saying, you're such a sweet little dog. Beluga, there is no.
How is Mrs. O'Mara handling this?
Well, she's clearly happy.
Mrs.
With it.
O'Mara was behind it because.
Yeah.
Mrs. O'Mara's gotten burned on the lack of love from the pooches.
And she gets more than
people,
you.
You know, Oscar's other partner, Chad Dukes, mm-hmm. who posts about, you know, losing his dog and the love affair that he had. And that, you know, you see these people that love their dogs. And
family
like,
members, Mike.
I give anything to.
Yeah.
Now, Beluga's been part of our family for over a decade, and he's been there. But he's there.
Well, like, I wish you like had a Linus. Well, I like wish you had a Linus.
A dependent,
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah. Small
Beluga's
dog,
a dependent.
Small heart.
Yeah.
And it's a small dog, small heart. I
small
totally
brain.
And small chance of surviving the summer.
Pony, do you have a relationship? This is terrible.
Oh, dear.
By the way, Pony, congratulations on getting the best reviews out of the Rob and Mike Hack DJ show yesterday.
Thank you.
Pony
well
got
done.
The best press, don't you think, Rob?
I think so. He always does. Sure. You know what's great about Pony are his little under-the-radar comments that you and I don't pick up on, but the
yes,
listener
exactly.
always does. He's so yeah. amazing.
One
Pony
liners.
Got great reviews.
One liners.
Got one right here. Carrie Spiewak writes, didn't get a chance to hear it. Anyway, the fact. Hey, by the way, Carla's not listening either.
Oh, she's done listening?
Yeah, maybe.
No, she's taking a break. And she takes a break, much like Rob. This is the truth. By the way, I kid about the Carrie thing because I really
and
don't
by the way, we haven't talked. We've actually been supportive of Carla.
Yes.
Like, usually she stops listening because we were like attacking her.
No, she stops listening when she's down on what?
Oh.
But then you see, then you can relate because she's just sick of me. She doesn't need an extra 80 minutes.
Yeah, and occasionally it's nice to reference the show like a few days later, and she'll understand what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss that. I miss that. From
you know what? Shannon doesn't listen at all because her feelings, she's a, you know.
In a way, it's a blessing.
Well, it's great because her feelings were hurt for the first, I think, 6 months that we dated. I said, I told you a long time ago, stop listening.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
We're all in the same. Yeah. We have the same cross to bear as
All I want them to do is start working more, Mike. I don't care what they do.
Start
working more.
Right.
All right. These gums won't flap forever, and we need a plan B.
Yes.
I doubt very much.
Yeah. In my case, you know, I want the, you know, I don't care what it is. I think, I swear to God. I mean, if it's
a 10.99 would be nice once in a while.
$10.99, right. Yeah. I mean, for me, you know, I'm
$10.99, that's Carrie's weekly paycheck.
I look at the clock, okay? I look at the clock on the wall. I can read the birthdays on that. $10.99. I can look at that. So to me, you know, what is my future? Well, to be honest with you, my future is Social Security and a check from the Olive Garden. That's my future.
Yeah.
That's the way
Okay, Mark. I'm sorry it's late. I'll try to expedite it.
Here it is. I truly think that Oscar likes to do that. That's what he does. But I was taken aback yesterday when he said, should I send you what I'm sending you in, you know, should I send that to Florida or send that up north? I'm going to install that up north.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because down here, I'm always here. We're always here, so that's it. That's it. I'm not spying on my babysitter because I love her, and she's fantastic.
That's not spying. You're just being, Mike, I want to be clear about this. Okay. Home security, takes down your home insurance policy.
That's true.
A camera brings it down significantly.
Mr. Liddy used to call it, Mike, it's not spying, it's surveillance.
The only reason even thought it was worth the investment was because of the insurance implications for your home insurance. Okay. If you've got some sort of surveillance, whether it be a business or your house, you actually get a credit, which is great.
And the magic is when Oscar does it, his house is so small, he can cover the whole house one camera.
Well, one camera. The other one camera is for the cat condo for Winston.
That's right.
Well, you know, all I know is I watched, has anybody ever watched Manhunter? The old William Peterson movie that's like the Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, it's like a prequel or a precursor to the movie. Yeah.
Very scary. Very, very scary. And I thought I heard things last night, and I wish I'd had one of those special cameras. I want an outdoor camera. All the bad stuff down here happens out of doors. Like
you can
in
put
driveways
it on the lanai.
Yes.
I can?
Yeah.
Lanai surveillance.
I might put that. Gator time.
That's right. Gator time will be bad.
Gator time. What time is it? Hey,
Gator
kids.
TV.
Hey, kids, what time is it? It's Gator time.
Look, it's Scale of the Gator. He's back.
I started this whole discussion with the fact that I am going to be dog free for a couple of months.
Yeah,
and I am so
Mike, your dogs
thrilled.
Are the worst. They've
thrilled.
And on number two everywhere.
Yes,
like they have destroyed multiple layers of carpet in multiple homes.
Yeah, I replaced flooring
God
in this
forbid
studio.
Them.
Will they be out of your home for the entire summer?
They will not be anywhere near Maine. They're down here.
I know, but
they're
I'm talking about
down here.
But will they be living in your Florida home or with Carmen?
They'll be living in the Florida house.
And Mike, what also shocks me is that we're, like, as far as spectrums, Rob loves his dog.
Oh,
right?
He's the best.
Loves his dog.
You know, we never talk about it. I mean, you reference it, but you have, like, when you get home, you get greeted and stuff like that?
When it's funny, I can hear it when Carrie gets home, and Carrie hears it when I get home. The whimpering, the excitement, the there's a special
That's true,
noise.
True love,
makes.
Man. Most dogs are like that.
And then he so runs, cool. grabs, yeah. brings me a toy. And then I go to my desk chair. I sit down. He jumps up. I rub his ears. I say, how you
so
doing?
Excited.
You have a good day.
That's a dog.
It's a great thing.
Yes.
That's a dog. I get barked at, and then I have to step over Beluga because he's waiting for Carla.
Now, what about separation issues on the dog side? Is there a chance? Now, I know Beluga has advanced in age.
No, stop it. This is look. I have to start
Dude,
being mindful of
the
fact that we're really, he is getting older.
He is. And Mike, and I'll say this, and Carla, I know you hate me as Carrie hates this show, but I must say this, we're all getting older.
Yeah.
But Beluga is getting older, and there's going to be...
The sands of time.
They march on, they
Reaper's
fall.
Reaper's coming.
Yeah. Now, I wouldn't say that, Pony, but...
Reaper coming.
Don't fear the Reaper.
So,
Reaper coming.
3 months away from the only family... He's ever known.
What if the AC goes out?
Oh.
I've got, you know, I like to use the new sounds that I've loaded into the machine here.
Anything's
Let me
possible.
Give you, all right,
This would be. I'm going to play the beluga greeting. First, I'll play the Rob Linus greeting.
Okay.
And then I'll play the beluga greeting. All right. Would you like to hear them?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. This, first of all, is Rob arriving home. This is the Linus greeting. Here it is.
Yeah, boy.
And now this is Mike. This is Mike arriving, and this is the beluga greeting. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mike, you know that.
Glad you like the new offerings.
You know, so I.
Yeah, boy.
That's my dog, Linus.
I mentioned on the program.
Hey, Linus,
that,
you want a treat?
Yeah, boy.
We'll go for a walk?
Yeah, boy.
Take a ride to PetSmart?
Yeah, boy.
He's a good boy.
Very, very good boy. Very good boy. Yes.
That my girl's aunt is her labradoodle.
Yeah.
Got away and is now pregnant. And
that whore.
Yeah. Seriously.
Give it up to anybody.
Yeah. We might be getting, depending on the puppies and their health, we might be getting one of those guys.
You might be getting a labradoodle?
Well, I mean, it's a mix.
Yeah, we'll be half labradoodle.
With a neighborhood
half,
dog.
Half DC oh, rat. Right.
Half labradoodle, half rat. That's it.
A ratladoodle.
We'll take a break. News you may not need. Standing by. We'll come back with that on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody, this is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on Thursday on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
What? A dumbass.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by I'm Playing With It. Welcome back to the show. Hey, musicians, there's still time. November 4th, 2017, at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. You could be the opening act for TMOS Live in NOLA. Just send us a note and a video sample of your band's music, and you could be on stage with us. Send it to band at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That address again is band at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Or click the TMOS Live button on our website. We're just generous guys that would love to help you get a
little givers, Mike. We're givers.
Hyper-competitive world of live music. It's your first step to superstardom. We'd love to be on stage with you. We want to share a stage. It's Ben at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And in advance, we thank you.
News.
Legendary actor Daniel Day-Lewis has retired from acting. It's kind of an interesting thing.
Weird.
He's such a superstar. He's won 3 Best Actor Oscars for My Left Foot in 1990. There Will Be Blood. Mm. Oh, how great was he in that in 2008. And Lincoln
my
in
favorite
2013.
Of his. He's my favorite Lincoln.
Just absolutely incredible.
Gangs in New York.
What? Oh, that's right. Gangs in New York.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
He's got hats. Yeah. Look, his movies and his method of making these movies are prolific, right?
Yeah. Scary. Yeah. He sometimes frightens his co-actors because he gets so immersed in his work. He's amazing.
Come on up here, Bill. Let's talk about our differences.
Did he walk around as Abe Lincoln for the entire duration of that movie?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing that.
I was going to Gangs in New York, though, you know, with the big guy. Come on, Bill.
Bill the Butcher.
Yeah, Bill the Butcher.
Bill the Butcher. Come upstairs. Come up.
That's
come up the steps
good,
right
Mike.
There. And let's discuss our differences like men. And then I'm going to get a big cleaver right in the back when I turn my back on.
Pretty good.
That's the way that's going to work, Bill. And then Leo DiCaprio is going to fight you. That's
fight.
Right.
Yeah. Leo, by the way, has he aged?
Yeah, he has.
He has?
He's a little puffy. I think he's got a pretty... I think Leo's got a... Even though, you know, obviously he's a movie star and he works out
he
for
doesn't look
roles...
Like it.
But I think he has a little lifestyle. He parties his ass off.
I think so. And I think in real life, the character he's most like is the Gilbert Grape character.
Thank you, Rob. All the way back to that one. Anyway, Daniel Day-Lewis has more than one movie in the pipeline. It's called, he has one more, Phantom Thread. It's about the fashion world. It'll hit theaters on Christmas Day.
How old is he?
He's 60, and he didn't give a reason for his retirement other than it's a private decision. It isn't surprising. He went through a semi-retirement 20 years ago, became a woodworker and a cobbler, which is, I guess, just like getting away from everything.
Yeah. 2002,
he came back.
Gangs of New York, but even then he's been very selective with the roles he takes on. That's okay.
Yeah.
If he pops back in for another role, that would be great. He's only done 6 movies in the 15 years since 2002, and that includes Phantom Thread.
That speaks well of him to only do 6 movies and to be that well known, and 3 Oscars.
Cool.
That's a record for a man.
Crazy.
For a male, right? Yeah.
O.J. Simpson actually has it pretty good in prison. One of his former prison guards told Inside Edition, quote, "He's the juice. He's O.J. Simpson. He does his thing. He's treated like a celebrity. He even gets to jump the line at chow time. He also plays poker, umpires, and coaches softball games. Oh, and he's got a flat screen TV in his cell. What does he like to watch? Keeping Up with the Kardashians." Oh, my God.
This sickens me.
This sounds like it might be a ruse, though, when he says he's watching that with a flat screen. O.J.'s sister, Shirley Baker, says the guards call him Nordberg, which was his character on The Naked Gun. And she adds, quote, "He's in charge of the gym. He's the boss. He makes sure all of the equipment is clean." O.J. is serving a 33-year sentence at Lovelock Correctional Facility in Nevada for burglary, assault, robbery, and kidnapping. He's been there for 9 years, but he's got a parole hearing on July 20th. If he's denied, he doesn't get another one until 2022.
Wow.
OJ turns 70 next month, so this is kind of it for him.
He's also retired from acting.
Yes, he is. Thank you. Very good. There was a rumor going around that Gal Gadot got paid. Is it Gadot? Am I pronouncing
I think
that
it's
Wonder
Woman's
name?
No, I think it's Gadot.
Is it Gadot?
I had a man
of the
faith.
The T was pronounced.
I thought a man of the faith say it was Gadot.
I think it's Gadot because it's counterintuitive. I think that's what I heard.
But isn't it, do you know Hebrew? Isn't it Jewish? Isn't it a Jewish last name?
I think
name?
It's French last name.
No,
she's Israeli. Though. She's Israeli.
But Godot would be—it would sound French to me. But I thought when I saw it, I said, that looks French. It must be
Godot.
Did
you have a man of the faith tell you?
Yes. I was hanging with rabbis and praying that you never came back.
Like I had a man of the faith tell me it's Godot.
Really?
But you know what? Right. Let us know. Tell us on Facebook.
Yes.
We'd like to know. We really would. It's important.
Rob says it's French.
She only
what
got paid $300,000 for Wonder Woman, while Henry Cavill, or Cavill, these names, I mean— How about some legendary actors, okay? You know,
maybe what Mike is pronounced Spencer Tracy.
Spencer, $14 million the guy got for Superman. She got $300,000. Now, the truth is they both got around $300,000, which is pretty typical for an actor, but apparently there's going to be a bonus and a big payday for
her.
Oh,
good, good.
Based on performance bonuses, who cares? here are the results from a new survey by BuzzFeed where you can see if you're brushing your teeth like everyone else. 65% of people brush their teeth twice a day.
Okay.
Anyone?
I think I'm up to 3, man.
I'm a once a day or usually.
I'm scared of getting old teeth.
Okay. 28% do it once a day. 6% do it at least 3 times, Oscar. And 1% of people, don't brush their teeth.
Ah!
73% use a manual toothbrush. 27% use an electric one. I'm in the 27%.
I use both.
51% of people brush their teeth before breakfast in the morning. I'm usually in that category. 66% use mouthwash at least once in a while. I use it all the time, every day. 34% never use it.
Is there a stat for people that do use both an electric and a manual? Because I feel that I use a, what do you call it, the vibrating one that you use
Sonicare.
Sonicare, exactly.
That is a solid toothbrush.
But after that, I feel like I want to use...
Yes, you do. Hi there.
But after that, I want to brush my tongue in the top of my mouth and stuff. So I use
You would want to do it with that toothbrush?
No, it tickles too much.
Ah.
So I use
do
a regular...
You giggle?
I laugh my ass off.
Oh, my God. So you soft. You are a non-waffle cone soft serve ice cream. I swear to God.
It tickles
too much.
Yeah, if you ever put a Sonicare on the back of your tongue...
No, but I'm going to try it today.
Yeah, it'll be great. You'll have a blast.
I brush my tongue with my Oral-B. I have never used the Sonicare, so I can't speak to that. But it's just like, it tickles. You know. Anyway, 14%
have used... Let me rephrase it. I don't feel it gets it clean.
I can't wait.
All right.
14% have used a tongue scraper. 86%
I need a tongue scraper. Where do you pick the... I guess Amazon,
they're gross.
Right?
I think it's the foulest thing in the world.
I don't think I've ever used them. That's probably gross.
51% swear that they floss, plus another 22% lie about flossing. Only 27% admit they don't floss.
Where is the grossest place you think someone can floss?
Their ass.
There it is. You got it. That's the one. Thank you.
You
Rob Spiewak.
Summer job scams. These are scams we have to be aware of in the summertime. In the summertime.
Summer jobs were the best when I was younger.
Yes.
Well, I'm not talking about summer job scams. I'm talking about scams in general.
Oh, okay.
People list fake jobs on Craigslist or even in the newspaper, but before you can start, they say you have to give them money for things like tools and supplies.
Social security number.
Uniforms.
Yard work and home improvement scams. There's a common one where someone knocks on your door, says they're doing work for your neighbor, and then they offer to give you the same really low rate if you can pay them in cash today. That is a scam. Beware. That happened
in Manassas. Can I remove that tree stump? Pay me now.
Weekly, someone would knock on my door in Manassas. It sucked.
Looks like you might got termites.
That stump.
Moving day scams. Be aware of these. About half the people who move this year will do it over the summer. That's why scams are more common. The worst one is when you hire someone on Craigslist and they hold all your stuff hostage until you pay up. Be aware of that.
Riding
probably good to go with a reputable company. And number four, vacation scams. You might see more spam in your email, and if a deal seems too good to be true, it probably is. There are also things called travel clubs where you have to buy a membership before you can access the deals. Apparently, most of those are scams.
Timeshare.
Yeah. And it seems to me, Rob, that I look at Oscar, that I'm looking around, and I just see more and more, as we just disintegrate as a society, that the real energy in American society is trying to separate us from our money.
Yep.
That's all it really is.
Lifeguard.
Nobody's really doing anything.
And don't forget to tip the girl with blue hair at the Italian ice stand.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Lifeguarding
very
and Italian ice.
And now a little something something. Barbie.
Barbie!
She's gotten thousands of different looks over the years, but Ken has basically always looked the same. That all just changed big time.
Big time.
Except, down there, he's still, free of appendage since 1959.
Sorry,
the year
Tommy.
Of my birth. Thank you. Mattel just announced they're doling out a huge variety of new Ken dolls.
Hey!
There are 7 different skin tones, 3 different body types, 9 hairstyles. The body types are regular, slender, and, quote, broad. Basically, that is a dad bod. I'll do that, too, since she gave me a new one. Hold on. Let me see. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Oh, like, I like that second
it's like
one.
Bachelor in Paradise.
Dad bod.
Dad bod.
Dad bod. That's like a slightly broad
chin,
but it's not all that broad. The hairstyles are getting the most attention, though, mainly because one of them is man bun.
Oh,
yay,
no.
Man bun Ken. The other one that's pretty unexpected is cornrows, but no one's really talking about that because everyone is focused on the Ken doll man bun with the different Ken body types.
I thought
types.
The man bun was going out of style.
Robert has a friend with a man bun.
Oh, there's one other. There's another
okay.
body type.
Bun.
There's also the Pony Boy Ken doll, which is made exclusively out of pipe cleaners. Thank you. I'm here all week.
You know what's great about those new Ken dolls, Mike, is they released them yesterday, and already WRC Channel 4 has hired 3 of them.
To give you the weather. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie, and on this week's Cake and Cookies, we discuss our reimagined biopic fantasy of Elvis and Michael Jackson as the Odd Couple. You know, I'm not even really sure what happened, but we definitely played the Brady Bunch's greatest hit. You can tune in to decide for yourself.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a business, a product, or message that you need to let people know about, well, the best place to do it might be right here. You know that the Mike O'Mara Show is like a family. Each and every day, the family gets together to talk about the things that are important to them. One of those things we could discuss is your business.
Yes.
You could get an ad on TMOS, and thousands of like-minded folks could hear it and act on it. You'll reach thousands of friends you didn't even know you had. It's easy to get your message out. Just email us at sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Big or small business, you will be treated like family. Again, sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let us spread the word, ladies and gentlemen. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, June 21, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
Sure is hot, Mike.
Hot, yeah, baby, hot, especially the Southwest. Hot, 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 hot. And the, out around Sacramento as well.
Sure. So when it's hot, eyes turn north to Alaska. And I don't know if you knew this, that they just had the Yukon 800 riverboat race. And there's some chilling coverage of the Yukon 800. This is an Alaskan woman watching it from her backyard when someone falls into the river from their boat. And normally you don't like it when people talk on YouTube videos.
Right.
But I think you're going to like this lady's coverage, okay?
I think this is Charlie Huntington. Woo! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Get your passenger! Son of a b-. Damn it. Dirty b-.
Damn it.
You guys are doing good. Is that Charlie?
Richard Raymond.
Oh, dirty son of a. Come down later for moose soup. Yeah, you guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything.
Charlie's a couple minutes behind us.
All right. Right, you guys are doing good. Son of a. Hey, I got you on video. OMG. Come down for moose soup after.
Now, did you even know the moose soup was a thing?
No, isn't that Alaska, though? What a great Alaska cut that is. You got to save that one.
I love
Come
that.
Down for moose soup later.
Hey, Mike, this awesome. Is the new catchphrase.
Come down for moose soup after.
After.
After. And I then that's followed that. By.
Oh, dirty son of a.
Tommy boy. Oh, that's
I do love that. And you know what? I sat on this cut for one day because I know Oscar loves The Bachelorette.
Oh, yes.
Great episode this week. And Mike, you would think that they really attract only the creme de la cream of
the brightest.
The intelligentsia.
Sure.
So what they did this week on The Bachelorette.
Come down for moose soup after.
Is they did a spelling bee. A bachelor spelling bee. So these are the contestants trying to spell words that I think sort of apply to the bachelor lifestyle, okay?
Got it.
Champagne.
C-H-A-M-P-A-N-G-E.
Boudoir.
B-O-U-R-D-E-A-U-X. Boudoir.
Facade. P-H-Y-S-D-E. The word is boutonniere.
B-O-U. T-E-N-E-R-E.
Physiological.
P-S.
Coitus.
Q-U-I.
Come down for moon soup after.
Look, I know that an impromptu spelling bee isn't something anybody wants to be involved
no,
in, right?
No, no fun at all. Yeah.
But these...
I'd have trouble with boutonniere.
The box of
French.
Rocks that these guys belong to, right?
Yes, the rock box.
It's just the worst. Mm, and it's right. embarrassing on a national level.
Yeah.
Moose. M-O-O-S-E.
Come down for moose soup after.
All right. Keep an eye on Canada and keep an eye on their meteorologists. Because what they're doing on this television station, there's a guy and his name is Jordan Witzel. And what they're doing is every day they're recommending a healthy outdoor activity to keep the kids busy this summer. And they want the kids to go down to the playground and play on the swing.
Mm.
All right.
But Jordan doesn't really realize that when he's reading his teleprompter.
What? Your participation activity today is swinging. It was acceptable back when Hal and Joanne were kind of the face of participation. Go to the dollar store and get a fishbowl. Oh, swinging at a playground.
Oh, God.
Who wasn't expecting this
fishbowl
reference?
Oh. You put your keys in a bowl.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Unfortunately.
Wow.
So, either way, you get your activity in for the day, I guess. There's that.
Well, good cardio.
Oh, my God.
And after you pull your keys out of the fishbowl, Mike.
Come down for moose soup after.
After.
I don't know what high school this is, but he was a valedictorian. He had been class president for 4 years, and I didn't realize this existed at the high school level.
Mm-hmm.
He badmouthed the school during his valedictorian speech at graduation. They cut his mic. And the crowd goes crazy.
Despite some of the outstanding people in our school, the lack of a real student government, combined with the authoritative attitude that a few teachers, administrators, and board members have, prevents students from truly developing as leaders. Hopefully, this will change.
Hopefully.
Aww.
Pretty great.
Wow.
Come down for moose soup after.
Anarchy. Anarchy, baby. That's what we need in America. Anarchy.
He should be able to challenge his high school, don't you think? Yeah, that was trending on YouTube yesterday.
He didn't deliver that correctly. That's got to you got to start off with something soft and about how great things are in history of the school. And then you
and
slide
then
into
sing
that.
Him
yeah,
at
yeah,
the end.
Yeah.
At
the
end.
And then run like hell. Make sure you got the piece of paper in your hand.
Yeah.
And out of there.
Bury the lead. And then after you finish that to soften the blow, you might as well invite everybody over for some food.
Come down for moose soup after.
That's the best. Son of a.
Son of a. Oh, dirty.
Oh, dirty son of a.
And Mike, a new feature. Let us close with the Mike O'Mara Show medical lawsuit of the week.
A Pennsylvania man is being awarded $870,000 after doctors removed the wrong testicle.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Or as he's calling it, the ultimate Powerball win.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Out! Dirty son of a! Come down for moose soup after!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.